Hey again.
Hey again. All right. Welcome, Chloe, to the podcast. We just hope this
Thank you.
time, or we just hope it works like it did before and that everything gets recorded. To start off with, I just wanted to ask, how have you been?
I've been really great, thank you. I've just come back from 2 months of summer holidays at my place with my friends and my family, so it's feeling great right now. How have you been?
I've also been great. When you say your place, do you mean France?
Yes, in France, yes.
So
I've
where your
come back
parents
to
live and where all your friends are back home?
exactly in the northern region of France.
Yeah, that's funny because I'm also in France, or I'm not also in France. I am in France right now on a short trip, and now the corona rules are, it seems like they're tightening, and we're trying to get back on Wednesday.
I think we should be fine. I hope you will
Oh
be fine
yeah.
anyway.
Well, we just gotta get tested, and then we'll see about what happens. We'll have to go into quarantine for at least a couple of days, depending on how the results go. But anyways, now you're back in Austria. I
I
would I
am.
think, all right.
Yes, in Vienna.
And I this is a juggling podcast, so of course we're gonna start off with you as a juggler or a diabolist, and then work your way up. And find out who you are as a person and what you do other than Diabolo. So just give me the quick rundown. Just talk to me about when you started doing Diabolo or juggling, or if you started one before the other, and what got you interested, and how you got to where you are today.
All right. Well, I started out when I saw a random circus school in the middle of a park when I was 10 years old or 9 years old, I think, something like this. And I was with my mom, and then we talked about it. And I told her that I wanted to join this sort of school, like a youth circus, really. And I stayed there for 2 years, where I learned at the same time, so three ball juggling, a few tricks, the basics of four ball jugglings, and maybe a few tricks like 4 or 5 tricks with the Diabolo. And yeah, that was it basically.
Where
But
exactly was that? Where in France was that?
that was in Gouvieux, so in the north of the south of the northern region, or the north of Paris.
All right. Okay.
So somewhere
So
pretty
this is
much
where you
north.
got started, the first couple steps into
Yes,
juggling.
absolutely. And then I instantly fell in love with the Diablo. Ooh, English mistakes. That's surprising.
Which we'll get to. Languages is
So
also part of the plan.
yeah. So yeah, I just started practicing Diablo every day in my room after class, after school, everything. Even when I was not in this youth circus anymore. And in 2011, I would say, I started discovering YouTube videos and Diabolo videos on YouTube. And that really got me aware of what was possible with Diabolo. And I really started working on real tricks
When
then.
was that? So when wh or who were the first people on YouTube that you discovered that you still vividly remember, like it was yesterday?
Yeah, the most significant videos I would say were like an act from Pranay Verna from 2011, something like this, and the videos of Jarle from Norway and his cousin. That really those videos were really sort of yeah, super significant, and I was just looking up to them like, whoa, okay, yeah, that's possible. So those were the real ones.
When you
And
were with your mom, when you were, what were you saying,
yeah.
10 years old? At 10 years
Yeah.
old? Yeah. Did you also see people doing Diabolo, or did you just see people doing acrobatics and juggling?
I saw Diabolos in a box, but I didn't see anyone doing them, well, playing with them really.
Like
So,
Diabolo's
yeah.
just lying on the in a box on the
Exactly, yeah.
floor.
I
Oh,
don't
right.
really remember having seen someone for the first time, but I sort of knew how the how people played Diabolo, and I was like, okay, that's interesting. That's something I want to try out.
Is that how you say that in English? Play Diablo, or
Yeah, most of the time, yeah. You don't Diabolo, although I
okay.
would like it to be a verb, but no. You play Diabolo. Yeah.
So you just, but you did learn to juggle before you did learn to play the Diablo, right?
And pretty much at the same time, really. So at the
Okay.
beginning of this youth circus thing.
And what do you think is the thing about Diablo that really made you fall in love with it versus, or as opposed to juggling?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say it's there is more feedback when you've got the Diablo in your hands, well, the sticks in your hands. Because when you juggle, it's just about the balls. And when you are juggling, it's about the balls being thrown in the air. So I would say the state of the balls don't really change. But when you see that the Diablo is spinning on your string, you're like, okay, this is really working. And I have to work with this timing of the Diablo losing speed at the same time, and I need to, I don't know, it's that there is I would say a greater interaction between you and the prop. And I think that's what got me really thinking, oh yeah, this is better. This gives me more satisfaction. I don't know.
It sort of gets back to, I'm not sure if you've listened to the first podcast I recorded with
Obviously, I
Patrick,
do. Of
but he was
course, I do.
saying that what's funny about the Diablo is that the what in juggling where your hands are in the in playing Diablo, that is where your hands are not actually your hands, they're the sticks. And then
Yes.
the sticks are your hands, if you get what I mean. I'm
Exactly.
not even sure I'm explaining this correctly.
The sticks control the prop. In juggling, your hands control everything.
So
It
in a
is.
way you're manipulating them, and you're manipulating the sticks that manipulate the Diablos, right?
That's it, yeah. And so I guess there's an extra sort of layer of challenge in there.
What do you find? I mean, I know it's hard to compare Diablo and juggling. What frustrates you about juggling that doesn't frustrate you about Diablo, and then vice versa? Because you work on juggling as well. You've been doing seven balls, I think. So you're also a
When
really
I'm bored
accomplished
and tired.
juggler.
Sort of both. But I would say Diablo is much more frustrating, at least to me, because when you work your way up and you try and work on numbers, so three and four Diablos, you can't really just drop, pick everything up, and start again. You have to accelerate one Diablo, then two Diablos, then the third one, and to control everything at the same time. And this takes such a long time. It's really frustrating when you're into it. I guess the motivation sort of tries and keep up with this, but still it remains really frustrating. And with the balls, I would say collisions, maybe. Collisions are frustrating.
Do
Because you
you
get used to picking up your props every 2 seconds. That's basic.
have a say a preference? What are your when it comes just juggling? What is your favorite thing to work on when you juggle? Because I think you do way more Diablo. I would imagine, right?
I would do maybe 80 to 90% Diablo and then the rest ball juggling. But when I practice ball juggling, for some reason it's much more structured, and I only practice technique, so I don't try and get creative. So it's really to have my brain just rest a bit and focus on something that it doesn't have to think about too much, you know. So I'd say I really like to work on five ball side swaps. So like 9 7 5 3 1. I'm working on 6 4 5 to get solid, and seven balls. That's pretty much it.
So that's what you mean when you say I just work on technique. And with, is it easier or why don't you work on, say, creativity with juggling?
I think it's sort of a secondary prop to me, obviously, because I've worked on Diablo so much more. And I really just juggle for a shorter amount of time, and just because I'm bored of Diablo. So because I got too frustrated working on for Diablo for an hour or something like this. So I guess it's really just to relax and to say, okay, I'm still being physically active, but mentally I'm resting. Therefore, the technique is probably less tiring than creativity, I guess.
Has there ever been a phase in your life, or do you just go through phases where, even though you mostly do Diablo, was there ever a phase where you say during one summer break, you were just doing juggling just because maybe the conditions were perfect for it and you couldn't do Diablo, or the other way around where you didn't juggle for like 3 years or something?
I would say at first, so when I was 13, 14, 15 years old, I completely gave up on juggling because Diablo is just sort of the progress. You could see the progress. So I was really happy with this, and I just kept playing, not really every day, but maybe like 2 3 times a week. And juggling was just something I completely gave up on. But the last 2 3 years have been a bit more tricky in terms of space. because I always lived in apartments that I had to not destroy, which was not something that I was used to. And Diablo is really something that destroys your walls, your floors, your ceilings, everything. So I turned to juggling just principally because of this. And then, yeah, it just gave me some motivation, and I started practicing more juggling than Diablo at some points. Yeah.
So when you think about how you practice and what and making progress, what was your best year, or was there a period where that's still the day you're really proud of?
In juggling or Diablo?
Oh, either.
For Diablo, I would say it's 2016, definitely, because it's when I got my three Diablos low, which was really a breaking point. And it's also the same year that I started going to juggling conventions. So it's just started, enhanced really, a period of 3 years of really intense practice. Also, I was just done with high school and starting university, where I had twice as much time as I used to practice, so it was really perfect. And juggling, I would say maybe 2 years ago, last year, something like this. So really when I started to get structured practice sessions, although they were not that regular, it could be like twice a month, that made me improve a lot. So I would say from my seven ball qualifier onwards.
Would you say getting the three Diablos is one of the most important points in the life of any Diabolist, or does that differ? Is that something that a lot of Diabolists say, or is that something that just differs from person to person? Everybody thinks other things are important, like different things for different people.
I think many people would say it's important for everybody, but I wouldn't agree with that because there are so many different disciplines in Diablo, as Patrick mentioned. So you can do tricks where your sticks are flying with one Diablo, that's integral. You can work on two Diablos, you can work on low speed tricks, you can work on numbers, so three, four, five, six Diablos, you can work on high as well. So three Diablos low isn't really that much of a breaking point for everybody. For me, it is because I wanted to get this sort of achievement, you know, and now I'm working on four. It's not really working out, but you know, it has to improve with time. But I can think of so many great Diablo players who either don't have their three low or don't play with their three low. And that's absolutely not a problem for them.
What would you say to someone like me who's gotten two down solid, and I've obviously not put a lot of. I did actually, when I was younger, 12 or 13 years old, perform some Diablo in like.
It's not something I knew.
But I know I just want to know, like, if I could, if I wanted to, and if I was willing to put in the time to do three, what would be your advice on how to achieve that without wasting a lot of time? What are like the three most important things to keep in mind when working on three?
Well, definitely try and practice regularly, even if you practice only 10 minutes a day. If you practice 10 minutes a day, 5 times a week, it's much more efficient than 1 hour once a week, which is something that I've done for quite a long period of time. Otherwise, you can also ask for feedback very often to people who can do Diablo or to people who have a good sort of analysis, you know, like people who can look at your shuffle and say, okay, this is wrong, this is wrong. Just ask for random feedback. It can be on the Diablo.ca, the forum, or on any other platform that you find. You just ask, and people will tell you, try and do this differently. And this will prevent you from practicing for too much time on something that's super wrong. And yeah, your brain might just lock on this mistake, and then you won't be able to go back.
Have you
So that,
ever developed a bad habit that you're still work that still like pisses you off that you wish you could get rid of?
yeah, and I still can't really identify this mistake, but I know there is something wrong with my four Diabolos. So we call this hover start. It's when the fourth Diabolo is accelerating, so on the tip of your right stick, and the other three are running, so in the string. This is something I've been working on for 2 years now, and it's absolutely not working. Although I ask for feedback, and I've got the feeling I'm locked in there, and I know there's a huge mistake somewhere. I just can't spot it yet. Yeah, so that's it's yeah, it's painful.
That's the one thing you wish you could, or I mean, you're
Oh
probably going to keep working on it, so eventually it will get solved.
I hope so, but I can't really tell.
Okay.
Really?
We've talked a lot about juggling, and I would like to switch gears and maybe get into who you are as a person, because one of the things that we both really are interested in is learning languages. And I would just really like to for you to talk about to our listeners sort of what you did in high school and what kind of decisions you made that led to where you are now, because now you're in Austria, which is a German-speaking country,
It
but you're originally from France. So how did that come about?
Well, languages, I haven't really realized when I was 15, 16 years old, I already knew I was into English, but German wasn't appealing to me at all. So when I was 14, I started really learning English like properly, and then I got into an English speaking sort of high school where I practiced both English literature and civilization on top of the French curriculum. And I graduated from there. And then I started going to juggling conventions where I met an awful lot of absolutely kind people and outgoing, friendly people. And most of these people were speaking German, so I really got into that. And when I entered university, I chose German as an option. And yeah, that gave me the motivation to learn German properly. And yeah, that's basically it for German.
So what is your goal to become a, say, language teacher or to work with the language as a job?
That's one of the options, I would say. That's one of the possibilities. But I'm at a period of my life where I'm really just wondering if teaching is something that's for me or not. And I'm trying to consider other options right now. But yeah, it's one of the possibilities. Yeah, definitely.
Well, so that's interesting because I feel like that's very different from what I'm studying. Because in Germany, at least as far as I know, you have to decide beforehand. I mean, there's always options to get into teaching after, but
Yeah,
I
exactly.
had
If
to
you don't
decide,
start off,
right? I had to decide at like 18 years old what I was going to become and then study French and English for teaching, as opposed to in France, it's the language itself, right?
Yeah, in France, you study the language or the only subject that you're going to teach because you only teach one, and you have no pedagogy whatsoever unless you choose some random options, but that's really not something that many people do. And then you start really working on how to behave in front of your class when you're in the master's degree. So that's yeah, it comes pretty late in the curriculum, and that's not something I'm fond of. But now I'm at a crossroads because I would have liked to teach in Austria or in Germany, but those are countries where you need to teach two subjects and where you need to study pedagogy from the first semester on. So that's the problem that I
You
have
would
right now.
have to like redo or do for the first time some of those classes, like the pedagogy classes you've missed so far. What this is a question on Austrian German versus standard German. What do you did you have problems understanding Austrian German?
I still do.
Is it very different to your ears from?
Depends on the people. It depends where they come from. In Vienna, it's okay because there are many people who come from other countries, and these people all learn German, so it's really okay. When I speak to my colleagues, for example, I work where many foreigners worked as well. So yeah, when we speak together, it's really okay to understand each other. But the clients are sometimes fairly old and maybe from the countryside or from an area where they never had to speak clearer, I would say, German. So these people are sometimes very, very hard to understand. But otherwise, if you just get used to the melody of it, used to the sounds, then it's not that complicated.
Which one do you like more, like listening to?
Yeah, we've had this conversation. I can
I know,
remember
I
like
know.
2 years ago. Austrian German is much, I don't know, it's melodious, as I said. The vowels are I don't know, more aesthetic of, yeah, overall.
Yeah, you it's more I'm not sure if emotional is the right word, but there's definitely more of an emotional aspect to it.
Yeah, the more dedication, yeah,
Yeah,
surely.
it doesn't sound as cold.
Right, yeah, it's not as structured. Like it's not that sharp. It doesn't hurt you.
When you think of learning, I would guess you've had to learn a lot of things, the Diabolo, juggling, and also the languages. Are there links between all those things? Are there things that, as far as learning a language is concerned, that are similar to how you approach getting better at juggling or Diabolo?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say mimicking, or just the fact of having a, well, for languages, it's just about watching series, watching people speak, and picking up on those details that the people use and using them yourself. Well, that strategy is something that you can recognize in Diablo, for example. When I watched so much YouTube, at one point I picked up on some reflexes or just a way of starting the Diablo, some stuff like this, and I didn't even realize that it came from a YouTube video. I thought it was purely, like, I don't know, feeling.
So it just takes some time, and then you start to pick things up,
Yeah.
and it's really unintentional. It's just something that
Yeah, it's
happens.
unconscious. Exactly, yeah.
So it's
Or
like,
sometimes
could
you think you invent a trick and then you see the video of someone doing sort of the exact same trick, like maybe 3 weeks later, and you're like, oh, that's where I, okay, yeah, that's where I had the idea.
are there people in your area right now that you do that also do Diabolo, or are you the only one that, I don't know, attends a juggling club?
Luckily for me, Vienna is a city that's fairly active in terms of Diablo. Last year, there were many of us. There were six of us practicing, but this year it's only four of us. So there is Sebi, who just released a beautiful video.
That I just watched 2 or 3 hours ago, which was beautiful.
then there is Taro, which, yeah, he practices sometimes with us, but lately he hasn't had much time for this. And we also practice with Benny. So, Benny Vincent.
Do you most Diabolists juggle as well, or is that fairly rare?
Many jugglers also do ball juggling, at least ball juggling, like club and ring, clubs and rings. I don't really know, but ball juggling, yeah, surely, yeah.
Do you need it for
Some
some tricks?
you don't, but I think it's something you pick up on just by interest when you see other jugglers really juggling. Then it gets you curious, I guess, and you try at least to get your three balls running, four, five. Yeah.
Is there
I
a
would say
diff
most toddlers can do
is there a
five balls.
difference in how you vibe with people who do Diabolo versus people who just juggle? Do you
I guess so. I mean, it's still really segregated. Like on the convention, you can really see that the Diablo players are just hanging out among themselves, really. Although
Yeah,
we
this is
do
something I
try to.
noticed, that this was asking the question. So it's true, it's kind of true, right?
It is because, as I said, there are so many different disciplines in Diablo that we are the only ones who can really differentiate them so well and talk about them. And I guess that's something that we know we can relate to each other. Whereas with juggling, we could talk about juggling, but we probably don't know the topic as much. So it's just like we can absolutely hang out and party and everything. But yeah, it's another type of discussion, I would say.
Maybe going, I just came up with another thing that came in my mind. Another question about l languages. If you don't mind, if we could go back to
Oh
that.
no, I do.
What are some of the things that you find hard, are the hardest when it comes to English and German? Say, just talk about pronunciation, things you had to go through as part of your learning process. What was the hardest thing to learn?
Oh, what was the hardest thing to learn? For German, I would say it's not really the grammar, but just the fact that the grammar should become a reflex to you, and that's still something I'm working on. You know, like I can express myself fairly easily in German, but sometimes I would make a dumb mistake and not notice it. So I'm working on noticing these, and that takes a long time.
And
But
even
for
when you've,
English,
I've noticed with a lot of people who've learned German, even after, say they know all the cases, they can use them perfectly. They don't make not even a single mistake, but still just the articles, because there's three different articles, and sometimes
They're the
you mess the
worst.
article up, you know, one single
Yeah,
time, and it
absolutely.
becomes obvious you're not a native speaker.
It does, yeah. Well, I don't think it will ever become obvious to me. At least I don't really think so, but Yeah, it's one of the hardest things, you know, because you don't want to think about the sentence that you're saying. If you're, for example, in a professional context, you just want to speak to the client. You want to communicate fairly easily. And when you notice that you've been making some dumb mistakes, you're like, okay, yeah, what is this supposed to be like this, or like, am I just stupid compared to other people who speak it? I don't know. It's a bit frustrating sometimes.
But you've definitely reached the point where you don't really have to think too much about what you're saying. You can just talk.
Lesson,
Yeah.
yeah,
What would
exactly.
be your the main advice you would give to people who are currently learning German, in terms of the mindset you have to have in order to be successful at it?
I would say keep a lot of input. So listen to people. Although you can't understand them all the time, just stay there and keep listening and try and understand even two words in a sentence. Even try and get the topic that's going on. Try to, yeah, really stay there and listen all the time. And your brain will pick on reflexes that you won't even notice it picks up on, sorry. And yeah, that's one of the things that's helped me the most. And also, of course, never forget the theory. Like, never forget to get your monthly dose of grammar, I would say.
What was the hardest part about English?
I don't think there was, honestly, I don't think there was one, because I was growing up, so the brain is still forming, you know, and having had so many hours of English a week. So I had 10 hours a week, and it was really helpful because the rest of my class was partly also English speaking. So I guess it was just mimicking the people, and I didn't even realize I was learning. So it was really okay. But now I find the language more and more difficult because I try and focus on German. So it's super hard to switch the language in my brain. So right now I'm absolutely not in the English sort of state of mind, and yeah, it's hard to express myself, or harder.
I think you're doing just fine. I haven't really noticed anything. Is there would you can you give your personal opinion an answer to the question of how long does it take to learn a language?
Ooh, I would say it's well, there are so many different factors, of course, but it depends on how young you are, how motivated you are, and how often you expose yourself to it. So I would say to master the language, you would need maybe 3, 4 years of really intense practice, or maybe sort of 10 years. I don't know. It's a super hard question.
I feel like it's just a
It
process. You just get better
is.
and better and better, but
But
also
in
it's.
the end, you need the better your level, the more practice you need to increase your level, right?
I also feel like I'm not sure if you agree, but I'm just going to put it out there and just let you comment on it. I feel like at some point when you're more or less fluent, which I would think we are, you get a little lazy and
Absolutely.
you could. One of the things you could do, but no one really does, is focus on like reading, but actively looking up new words. Because oftentimes you just read novels or read whatever in French, German, English, but you never really look up the words that only appear once and you don't really care about,
Absolutely.
but you couldn't actually tell somebody else what exactly they mean.
Yeah, so you see them in context and you're like, yeah, I kind of understand what this means, or I get the feeling that it brings to the sentence, but yeah, ask me the definition and I will be completely mute. I don't
Yeah.
know. Yeah, it is hard. But how long do you think learning a language takes?
Well,
Because you've been also,
I think it
you're in
takes a long
different.
time. It also depends on what your goals are, I think. So if you just want to be able to speak fluently, that's one thing, but then you could also, how important is pronunciation to you? Do you want to sound understand like do you just want to be intelligible? Or do you want to sound like almost like a native speaker? So do you want to work on the IPA, International Phonetic Alphabet? If that's something you want to do, obviously that has nothing to do with grammar or with vocabulary. It's just pronunciation. You have to put in like another year or two to get that down. So I feel like it really depends. You can't really put a number on it at all, I
Yeah,
think.
exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
this is true.
I'm trying to think and sort through my notes because we're almost at 30 minutes, but I feel like there's still something I want to ask you about. what would something be, what would you say to a person who wants to get good at something, say Diablo or juggling? What would be the most important thing to keep in mind from your perspective? Maybe a piece of advice that you also always keep in mind, because you're still doing it, even though you've started years ago. Is there some secret as to why you stuck with it?
I would say never think that you know every trick in the world, because YouTube and now Instagram also is filled with new tricks, filled with ideas that haven't been explored yet. So if you're feeling kind of low on creativity, you can also improve your technique. That's a balance. But if you want to find out new tricks, just watch old videos again, watch new stuff that you've never seen, and you'll always find something new to practice. So your progress doesn't have to be linear, but for motivation, this helps a lot.
Have you, and this is totally off topic because we're going back to the languages, but just something new popped into my head, which I would definitely want to ask you. Did you notice, because now you're living in Austria, I'm not sure how much time you've spent in, say, Germany, but is there a cultural difference that, because oftentimes people go to a different country and they for a week or two on vacation, and they're saying, well, this is pretty much like my own country. They come back home, but I feel like sometimes it takes a couple months in a different
Definitely.
country to pick up on the differences. So what are something that you've
Exactly.
noticed?
I don't know if I can really tell because I haven't been to Germany that much, and most of the time it was just for juggling
Or just
conventions.
Austria and France, comparing the two of them.
Oh, Austria and France. So Austria, I would say, is a bit more traditional. So religion plays a more important role, and you can still feel that it was an empire, or that you feel this sort of classy sort of atmosphere which you wouldn't find in France or in Paris. Yeah, otherwise it's fairly similar. It remains European, so you don't really feel that much of a difference, really. It's just about details on
Yeah,
the street and
maybe
everything.
just
People speak
just ask.
English here. They don't in France. That's the difference.
Because I picked up on one thing. I'm not sure if you've noticed that too. When I was in France, I was working there for 3 months. I felt like a lot of things are not explicitly said. So you're working with people, and in Germany, I would always ask questions when I didn't know something. I would just always ask, in order not to make mistakes, and this would also be expected. But then in France, you always, whenever you're asking questions or like one or two questions too many, you feel like you've made a mistake, and you're trying to avoid that because you feel like, oh, just read, they just want you to read between the lines.
Yes, exactly. It comes from, I would say, the sort of old-fashioned methods of teaching in France. It's still a lot about the student being completely passive and the teacher reciting everything. So, yeah, I guess I haven't been in the Austrian education system, but I feel like in France this would be much more of a problem. Yeah, definitely. I've had this problem when I was learning to drive a car. Actually, I would ask way too many questions, and I was always off topic or just not reading the situation clearly enough.
So there definitely is some kind of a difference that everyone will probably get to know once they get there. About drawing, I saw you did draw something on your Instagram story that you posted. Is that another hobby?
It's something I'm trying to develop. So I'm trying to see how, if I can get good at perspective drawing and just building drawing, because I'm trying to consider the idea of working in architecture or just interior design, something like this. So I'm trying out many different things, and yeah, I'm just posting because who does not need feedback from social media these days?
How long have you been in Austria, and how long do you plan on staying?
I've been there for a year now, nearly a year, and I don't really know how long I'll stay. So it depends what I decide to study next. If this just needs me to requires me to go back to France and study there, then I will do it. And if it requires me to stay here and study something there, I will also do it. I really don't know. So we'll see. But at least one more year.
We'll see. Okay, well, I feel like that's it. One last question, maybe. Do you still hate the iPhone?
Yeah. I'm still part of the Android team. Yeah, I am. Sorry.
When was the last time, when did you switch? That was probably a couple years ago.
Yeah,
So,
2.5 years ago, something like this.
oh, next. So, let's see what they come up with, and then in a couple years we'll ask that question again.
We'll see. We'll see.
Oh, thank you, Chloe, so much for the interview. I'm really glad
Thank you.
you were willing to be a part of this, and I hope you more or less enjoyed what I was doing and what were the kind of
Absolutely.
questions I asked.
I did.
You did.
So thank you for organizing everything and for putting this out there for the people who are just looking for more stuff about juggling.
Well, it's not only about juggling. Also,
No.
the main thing I'm trying to do with this is getting to know the people, or m making it possible for listeners to get to know the people in the juggling community, which is why I like talking about things that are not necessarily 100% always related to juggling. So let's see how this does, and I just hope everything got recorded. I'll let you know.
I hope so too, yeah. All right.
Thank you, Chloe. Take
Thank
care.
you very much. Yeah, you too.